Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Be real. Hello, Matthew.
Hi.
Hello, Bagsy.
Michelle, how are you?
Oh, terrific, thanks. Tippity top, yeah.
Tippity top.
Oh, tippity top.
I'll tell you what would be tippity top. If you sign up to our Patreon and get our live streams, usually we are pretty drunk when we do the live stream. We haven't been sober on one yet.
Nah. Well, it's the end of our day. We work all day together.
Have a few wines.
Then we get back to the hotel.
Well, the beers last night. We're on the Moondog.
We did get on the beers. I do not drink beer very often, but when it's a lovely hot day, usually I only drink beer in Bali.
Yeah.
But if it's
Bintang?
Always a Bintang. And if it's a hot day and I love a nice crisp beer. And you were on the beers and I thought, oh, I feel like a beer.
So last night's live stream was quite a...
It was beer-fueled.
Yes.
Beer-fueled madness.
Wasn't it? So, yeah, join the Patreon by going to the link in the bio, or you can go to Michelle's Instagram page as well and join the link tree there.
And then we went out for a really good steak.
That steak was next level.
Matthew, you have to come out with us for one of these steaks.
Where'd you go?
This joint across the road and down an alley, because we're in Melbourne, so everything's got to be down an alley.
Near the Parliament House.
It's in the city, yeah.
It's I don't know
we
the
don't
name,
know what it's called.
But okay. It's really good. It's actually so good that it put us pretty much both to sleep in the booth. It
put us to bed. It was so good. So that's unheard of.
Because normally we'd rip in. We'd have like a cheap burger and then go, we're just charging all night.
We do,
but
don't
this
we?
Quality meat made us go, yeah, that's us done.
Usually we bookend the night with cheap burgers, don't we? Yeah. We're usually blind somewhere eating another cheap burger. We just
no, remember we ended animals. Up at the casino at KFC.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We bookended.
And we got a family feast.
Oh my God.
There was just the two of us smashing back a family feast.
We are revolting animals. And with that said... Why are you never there, Matthew? You have to come.
Join the family feast.
Yeah, I swear to God, you and your beautiful partner have to come.
Oh,
you, so
no,
fun.
You, no, don't bring your partner.
Oh, that's
why
right.
not?
No, she's fun, though. She's young
no,
fun.
No, what I mean, though.
She's not going to stop him doing anything.
No, I don't think he'll. No, but I really feel like.
You can't bring partners who are going to say, don't
what are you
eat
doing?
That. You can't do that. Let's go. She's
yeah.
not like that.
Okay.
She's still young enough to go, fucking, let's
oh,
go.
Get
she'd
in.
Be way more. In, like,
yeah.
She wants to get into me. The family feast yeah. as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I think
great.
She's more likely to go, come on, Matthew, let's keep going.
100%.
Great. Okay, perfect. You just don't want someone that's controlling.
No, she can come.
Not that Yulia's like that.
No, but she has got you on a diet. In fact, can we say he's supposed to be on FebFast?
No, really? I'm supposed to not be drinking.
Isn't that FebFast?
Is it FebFast?
It's one of those things.
Isn't FebFast where you don't eat?
July.
I think it's been on.
Isn't that the 40-hour famine?
I don't know what any of them are because I don't do any of them.
What was the 40-hour famine? Oh, yeah, well, you don't eat for 40.
Quit alcohol, sugar, or your pick.
Oh, I'm having sugar.
Whatever. He's not supposed to be drinking, is all I'm saying. He's texting me the other day going, oh, I'm not supposed to be drinking this month. Yulia's got me on it. Not, and I'm like, was she coming?
And I said, nah, good point.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She knows when I get off the plane.
Yeah.
And then she comes to pick me up from the airport. And I get into the car and I go like this.
And you're sweating.
Yeah. And I go, oh, fuck. And that was a grind. She goes, why? How hard did you work? I'm like, oh, we don't work hard at all. We drink hard.
Good on her. Because a lot of wives would go, you're never going back there. This is ridiculous.
She's never said that, but she has said to me on a number of occasions, like, so is this your job? You just every now and then go down to Melbourne
it's
and
so
come back.
Old school, isn't it? It's like I'm so much like my father. Like, yeah, I'm so much like a man in the 70s. This reminds me of my dad, how my dad used to work. This is so much.
Just creating. He was a creator.
He was not. He was a taxi driver. But I mean, this is, and before that he was a salesman. I didn't even know what he sold. But
well, how is this the same?
Attitude and the vibe. He would come home wrecked, basically, is what I'm saying. He would come home destroyed after days. And he'd go, I've been working. And no one ever knew where he'd been or what he'd been doing, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
But at least there's evidence of what I've been doing.
I don't know. He had money with him.
So yeah, Yulia can see, like, she's in the closed Facebook group. She can see people reacting to stuff.
He's doing something.
So she goes, they're talking about things that he does. So, okay, he's doing something.
He's doing something. Yeah. I don't know. He's out of town and he brings back money. I don't know.
Great.
Anyway. I needed a night out. Like, it's been a time. Okay.
Has it? It's start of the year.
And also, you know, I was homeschooling my kids. So I just I've been nonstop mum for months on end.
Well, like, basically the back end of the last
for like
quarter.
6 months, my kids have been home.
Yeah, wow.
24 hours a day home with me. And
do they like that?
They love that.
They love that.
They love that. God, they're obsessed with me.
The teenage age, yeah, like 14. That starts to be the time when you don't want to be around your parents.
Oh, fuck, God bless them, but yeah, no, they're still really into me. And so it's been a time, and getting them ready to change schools, go to a new school, of course, very emotional.
Mm.
As we got closer to the new school, their nerves, of course, kicked in, and it's interesting how they deal with nerves differently. I don't think I've ever seen them be so nervous, like go through anything so nerve-wracking.
Such a big moment, isn't it?
Yeah. And
High school, judgment,
new school,
friends.
They've been in really with the same group of kids since they were 3 years old.
Mm.
And so this is a whole new experience. So Louis, very expressive. Louis just talking it out all the time.
What's he saying?
He's saying, I'm really nervous. Really nervous. I wonder this. I wonder that. I wonder if they're going to have this. I wonder if they're going to have that. I wonder what their canteen's going to be like.
That's what I care about.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, little boys, because I was saying, so many of the little boys, I remember when they started high school, all they wondered about was the canteen.
Does it have a Chico roll?
Exactly. Right? They kept asking, is it going to have dim sims? I said, his friend Nasser, our little friend, who's the most beautiful kid, all he wanted to know was it going to have dim sims? I'll never forget. His mum laughing.
I get it, though.
That's all he talked about.
Because sometimes when you're going through a boring class, at least you go, oh, there's dim sims today. You know?
Well, Louis didn't really zero in on any one particular
food
item, but he was really fascinated with what it was going to be like.
Well, because you get a really shit canteen as well, where it's like, now we're a really healthy canteen.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, fuck that shit. I don't want the carrot sticks. Who's eating the carrot sticks? Who buys a bag of carrot sticks?
And you know, he's always on about, I'm a picky eater, which drives me mad. Because I think being a picky eater is just the height of self-indulgence, as I always tell him. I'm like, that's just bullshit. You choose to be a picky eater. He goes, I can't help it if I'm a picky eater. I go, you can help it if you're a picky eater. How many picky eaters do you think there are in South Sudan, mate? Yeah. Fucking zero. Yeah. You're just being an asshole. But anyway, so he's a picky eater and he wants to know about the canteen. But he's expressing himself all the time, talking it out. As school got closer, Dali, his sister, just got bitchier and meaner.
To who?
All of us. She just kind of withdrew. She stayed in her bedroom and she's particularly mean to him. And she was just like snarly and he'd think to himself, oh, I might just go and hang out with Dali for a while. So he'd just pop up the stairs and go, hey, Dali, which he has said since he learned to speak. Hey, Dali, if he wants to tell us something or whatever, and she'd go, get out. What? I'm doing something. And she was just like really mean. And so I realised and I went up there and I said, Darl, you know, I know you're nervous, but you don't have to be mean to Louie. And she went, I'm not nervous.
Oh, yeah, because you called it out.
Well,
it's the worst. Like, that is the worst when someone calls out what. Well, don't you think? Oh, maybe it's not. Maybe when you're a parent, you have to do that stuff. But you know when you feel something and then someone, and you maybe haven't worked it out first.
She definitely hadn't worked it out.
And then you tell her, yeah. And then she's like angry at you because you just told her. And then she's like, yeah, fuck, I am nervous, but fuck, oh, let me work it out first.
Oh, yeah. So as the days went on, I kept saying to her, because initially I went, oh, okay, you're not nervous, okay. You know, but as the days went on, I had to say to her, hey, Darl, I think you are nervous, no. And this is how, I'm not nervous.
Yep.
I was like, geez, yeah. How am I going to, and meanwhile, the other one's just bouncing off the walls going, I wonder what this is going to be like. It was so exhausting.
Which is driving her crazy because she's going, nuts. Stop. Enjoying
she
this.
She was literally stopping.
I can't comprehend what the fuck's about to happen.
Please stop talking.
Yeah.
He was just talking increasingly.
And then every thought he has is freaking her out more.
Right.
She's like, what about the canteen?
He's talking faster. He just won't stop.
Yeah.
She's just like, I can't
handle this.
And
she wasn't worried about the canteen, but now she is worried about the canteen because he's added that onto her list.
I wonder if they'll have air conditioning. I wonder if they'll have it in every room. That. And she's just like, I can't.
I just want to be able to turn up and.
I don't want to think about it. So her way of dealing with it was denial. She did not want to think about school at all.
Mm.
He wouldn't stop talking about it.
Mm.
He was obsessing about it. And in between is me and all the cats.
When you get nervous, are you a talker or are you a quiet processor?
That's what because it made me start to think about. I thought, God, what? And it made me realise, like, I've dealt with nerves so much in my life, being a performer, that I have definitely learned to cope with nerves. You know, I don't feel nerves much.
Like, you don't feel them?
Not in the traditional sense. Like,
are you good at hiding them?
No, I don't hide them. I definitely, like, I'll do all those things. I'll do deep, because I'm saying to Dali, can you do some deep breathing? Can you? And she's just like, oh, can you shut the fuck up?
With your
up?
Buddhist
like,
stuff?
See, I could see her looking at me like, just the thought of anything like that was more irritating to her, more upsetting anytime I try to help her. But, like, literally now, walking out on stage at the Opera House in front of 2,500 people doesn't make me nervous.
Mm. Which is wild, isn't it? Because public speaking is most people, they'd rather die than do that.
Yeah.
And you're just happy to at the Opera House, mate.
Or on television. Walking out on television knowing there's a million people watching.
Far out.
Doesn't worry me.
Yeah.
But that's only because of years of intense nerves.
Well, and facing a face, I guess at some point that may have been a fear of yours.
Oh, of course.
But you faced it and then you've grown into liking it, right?
And also you face it and you survive. So
yes.
I think eventually you realise, oh, yeah, there's nothing to fear.
Well, which is what she's going to go through. She's going to face it and go through exactly what you did. And then she's going to realise, I'm great at going to school.
So obviously we all live through these things. Like even like, remember the first time you drove a car by yourself? I remember that distinctly. You're so excited. You can't wait to get your license and be allowed to drive by yourself. And your mum gives you the keys and you drive to Kmart or whatever by yourself. But fuck, it's scary. It's like you can't believe you're in there by yourself and you're driving by yourself. It's so nerve-wracking. But eventually, within a couple of weeks, it's like you're driving without even thinking about it. You get over those nerves.
You're teaching the kids how to drive soon.
I'll be nervous about that, mate. Talk to me about that.
Do you want
me
to do it? So you can step out. I can actually, because that way I can just be like, nah, guys, you know, don't worry about it.
At their new school, they have driver's ed.
Brilliant.
How good is that? I don't know how many hours or whatever.
Because you know it's going to be great. We can cut some costs in the business.
Yeah.
When it comes to Ubers.
I know.
Because the kids, guess what? Mum and Bags are drunk again at the casino.
That's what my dad definitely took advantage of us when we got licenses. It was definitely like, okay, well, one of your new jobs.
No more Ubers.
Picking up pop from the pub, from various outlets around town. Yeah, that was definitely one of our jobs as soon as we got our licenses. But I realised that this is going to sound stupid, but now, because they were making me so nervous in the last couple of weeks before they went to school, I thought, oh, I moisturise. I just like went into this really intense like...
Moisturisation?
Yeah, I was just like... a lot
where? On your face or in your hands?
Hands. It's like a lot of moisturizer, hair, a lot of face masks, a lot of hair masks.
Okay.
I'm just like, I don't know, in this weird zone of self-care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all I could think to do. Feet. I'm putting on feet masks. I was just
feet
like,
masks.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a foot mask before.
Oh, yeah, they exist. Yeah, yeah. So I thought, oh, this must be what I do now when I'm nervous. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, it just made me feel...
And what was the thing that got you nervous?
Them. It's not like I could do any one thing because they were having opposite reactions to their nerves. So everything I did to help Louie irritated Dali, and there was nothing I could do to help her because she was just angry.
So what is the one thing that the three of you all go, ah, it's our thing? Like, can you walk into the room and clap and be like... Guys, we're going to see Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, not very occasionally. Sometimes they've always been like that though. As little tiny kids, if they both wanted to go to the park, you'd put them down, they'd run in opposite directions. I felt like I spent my entire life making snap judgments about who was in the most danger and just running after that one.
Yeah, wow.
Because it was like, they just run in opposite directions. Someone's going to fall over. I just got to try and quickly figure out which one's going to fall first or whatever. And I'm still doing it, really, because they both want to do the opposite thing all the time.
What a mindfuck.
It is, mate. It is.
And you've got no one else there to be that other voice to go, all right, I'll take care of Dali here and you take care of Louie.
No, I've just got to be constantly going, always someone's angry with me because they never want to eat at the same restaurant. They never want to go to the same place. They never want to see the same movie. So always someone's got the shits because I've said, okay, we're going to do this one. Mm. No, it's not fair. I don't want to do that. We did that thing last time. We always have to go to that restaurant because Louie won't go anywhere else because he's a picky fucking eater.
Mm.
Yeah.
Parenting, guys.
Sucks. But at least they're back at school and I've got my days back and it's taken me this long into the school year to actually relax again from the nerves of the couple of weeks before they went back to school. But they are settling in.
And these skills that they're gaining right now are going to be things that they're going to need in life. They're going to change jobs. They're going to build relationships and jobs for 3 years and then change. And
that's
especially their generation, they're not having jobs for 5 or 6 years. They're chopping and changing every year or two until they're
30. Maybe you'll go to uni, maybe you won't. But if you do, you've got to settle into uni. You know, maybe you want to go and live overseas for a couple of years.
Totally.
But this is life. Mm. Life is
change.
Moving into new situations, meeting people, making friends.
Yeah.
Shit changes.
And it doesn't stop. It's not like you get to 50, 60 and, you know, mum is 65 and still meeting new friends.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a good skill to learn.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and they're doing it. They made friends, you know, after a couple of days, they came home and I said, how was your day? And they went, good. And I was like, oh my God, I nearly fell over with relief.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Secrets and sparkles.
Ooh, chin chin.
Chin chin. Jeez, you need to top up, mate. Yeah. You've only got a little bit left.
I do, but I'm saving myself because you and I are going out for dinner.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Or are we just going to do what we always do and get drunk in the apartment and have a room service burger?
I don't know. I'd like to think we'll go out at some stage.
We're going out.
I'd like to think it's a casino night.
Oh, no.
I'm in the mood.
Are you in the mood?
Yeah, definitely. I'm in the mood.
Are you keeping the wig on?
Yeah.
So the wig is not just for show.
No.
It's for the whole night.
Yeah, it's not just for Christmas. It's
bloody hell. This is going to be great.
I'm in the mood for shenanigans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm in the mood for a table that's got lots of glass rings on it
and nobody tries
to clean. I'm in that mood.
What day is it?
That's the beauty of the casino. You're not meant to know what
day
or what
time it is. This is a midweek, so we need to, you know, go somewhere where midweek is happening.
The casino. That's what I'm saying.
No, the last time we were
always
there,
happening.
It was Monday Night Losers.
Yeah, I know. It's every night losers.
All right, let's get into our first secret for today.
Hi, guys. Love your podcast. I have friends on Facebook who I've known for years, and over the years, some have passed away. And when I scroll through, I still have friends on my friends list who are no longer with us. I'm not quite sure what to do. I don't know whether to delete them. Somehow that seems really disrespectful. I've had some friends who have passed away, and whoever's administered the account has, you know, eventually deleted it or removed it. But I have these, and their birthdays pop up. It's really a funny thing to have dead people in your friends list, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I remember when the first time that happened to me, yeah, and when Facebook was still very young, I remember reading an article about it, actually, about, you know, having dead people in your friends list. Yeah, it is. Because initially I remember family and friends and that couldn't get
log
into
in.
Yeah, log in because they didn't have the passwords. And so I think eventually Facebook developed some strategy to help families log in, to either remove the page or to turn it into a memorial page.
Or to find out what was going on if they died, apparently.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes I know then law enforcement used to want to get in and all of those things. So, yeah, because I had a situation where I wrote a message to a friend who took their own life, and then their page became live again, and I was like, oh, how embarrassing, whoever's resurrected the page, to use a weird word, will read my letter. But then I thought, oh, that's fine. I can live with that. But yeah, I know what you mean. It's weird to just like delete or to unfriend them or whatever you do on Facebook. I don't know. I kind of find it comforting, really, to see them still there.
Yeah, it's a nice memory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we spend so much time on these apps.
As we get older, I guess it'll happen more and more.
Well, our funerals are going to be Instagram photos, Instagram videos, probably some really weird clips of us sharing secrets.
Hilarious.
Like, that's the thing, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we're so documented now. Everyone is. Yes. Everyone is so documented that the funeral videos.
Yeah.
Where do you begin?
Well, I have now attended a couple of, you know, virtual funerals, online funerals.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, good.
You like it?
Yeah, but, well, because it's enabled me to attend funerals I couldn't attend, you know, physically in other countries or in other cities. So I think it's really good.
You wouldn't want to turn up to a virtual funeral for someone in Melbourne.
No. Obviously not. Like, no, I can't be bothered.
I'll just Zoom it, guys.
Yeah, I'm just going to Zoom in. I woke up late. No, I mean, and there was one during COVID. There was another town in Victoria, so I couldn't go.
Is it the same experience, though?
No.
Nothing like
not
it,
at all.
Is it?
But it was better than missing it, feeling like I didn't get there at all. So I don't know what to tell you, lovey. Is there a mute or something? Is there a way to... At the end of the day, you do have to take care of your own mental health. Yeah. If seeing dead friends on Facebook is upsetting you, bite the bullet and unfriend them. It's going to feel bad.
It's one day of...
Yeah, exactly. It's going to feel bad for a minute and then you're going to forget about it.
Yeah.
That's the
good
harsh reality.
There.
Yeah.
How do you file it?
Perfectly understandable. Mm. It's perfectly understandable if you delete those friends. They won't mind.
They won't know.
They're past it. Yeah. They're beyond.
It's also, just before we move on, just so funny how Facebook has become that
so
to
serious.
Us. Well, yeah. Putting in a relationship or, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Going Facebook official.
Big moment for people, yeah. All right. This is our next secret.
This was a few years ago. I was a fitness instructor for a local fitness studio. So it was like private PT and group fitness classes, that sort of stuff. And I was about 45 minutes away from my shift starting, but I was in the area, so I wanted to go in there earlier. And I was desperate to go to the toilet. It was inside an office building.
Damn.
So we had these annoying white key cards to go to the back of the studio into a lobby. And then you'd have to press the little cards on the doors to go into the bathrooms in the lobby and then back through the studio. But a lot of the times the members took the white cards with them and placed them in their bags and off they go to work, and just forgetting they took the key cards with them. So there were no key cards and I was desperate to take a shit. I started to panic. I was looking everywhere around the studio. I couldn't find them anywhere. It was just chaos. So luckily, I locked all the doors at the front and the back, and then was just hoping no other staff would be coming in because they have access to keys to get in.
Now, this is a two-parter, mate.
Oh, God.
So we've got a two-parter today.
Cliffhanger. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so this is part two. So I was desperate, and there was no way to access any bathrooms. They were all locked, as you needed a key card. So I made sure I kept our little sink slash kitchenette was in a little alcove. And then so I couldn't wait anymore. And I literally sat in the sink, pulled my ducks down, and just went in there. And luckily, underneath the sink, it had everything I needed. It had wet wipes. It had boxes of tissues. It even had Drano. It had all the bleach. So once I was done shitting in the sink, I completely cleaned out the sink, even put Drano. I scrubbed it, made sure there was absolutely no trace of anything.
Now, first thing I think of is Drano and poo is not a good mix. You know Drano, don't you?
I know Drano. I mean, I think
that's got to be a big old stinker.
I think it's a great mix.
It's not a good
mix.
It's
a fantastic
mix. How is that a good mix?
This is the perfect
crime. Do you know what Drano does?
I know what Drano does,
Have you smelt dead hair in Drano?
Yeah.
It's not good.
Drano overpowers everything.
Drano and poo, it should not happen.
Should never be seen.
No!
But this is the perfect crime.
Oh.
Because you literally went cross-eyed then.
By the way, what is with everyone?
We
need to all rein ourselves in here.
I know.
Everyone stop pissing and shitting.
I know. I knew you were going to say. But when people got to go, they got to go.
Fuck. What is this podcast becoming?
I know. It's a confessional. And it's perfect because I was raised Catholic and my children have just transitioned to a Catholic school. And so I'm having to explain a lot of the sacraments to them. And this is one of them, confession. And so this is the sacrament of confession. And this person is confessing to us that they once shat in a sink at work. Okay. Deal with it. You said when the lady weed in the sink, you were upset because she just rinsed. And you said you would want a ton of
chlorine. Don't mind that smell.
But Drano is more
fizzing up.
Powerful than chlorine.
It is. But the thing is, you also don't have a... Drano's there for a clog.
Yeah.
Poo is
it,
not...
It will poo. Eat away anything. It eats everything.
It's just the...
Anything.
Know, the stink line literally comes out.
Yeah, but it eats any material.
Yeah.
And then once Drano has had its fill, then you rinse, it is gone to God.
Yeah.
Mm. It is. It's disappeared. It's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the perfect crime.
It is the perfect crime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
And no one else came into the studio.
Why did we care about the white passes?
Because they were the only way to get out and get back in. And he didn't have any way of getting back in. He was locked inside.
So he had no choice.
The vault.
He had no choice.
He was either crappy's Dax.
Yeah.
Or shit in the sink. Wow.
How do you file that one?
Perfectly understandable. And congratulations on the perfect crime.
Mm.
Wow.
All right. This is
And go and say five Hail Marys and you're right to go.
Yeah.
That's the confessional.
You are looking quite
I am.
Biblical.
Yeah, that's the confessional aspect. There you go.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, this? No.
The Sister Act kind of vibe.
Hi! <You've got> going- Whoopee! Yeah. Ooh!
All right. Here we go. Our final secret for today.
So my secret is I've got a secret crush on Michelle. I'm not entirely sure how this came about.
Wow.
But... that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's all.
Mate, what can I say? Keep being you. Fuck the haters. Keep telling them to fuck off when they need to be told to fuck off, because I love that shit. Yeah. Love your work.
Yeah.
Love your work.
Love yours.
Huge fan there.
Love that.
Now,
thank you.
The haters, though, on a serious note, you get a bit of hate, don't you? Now and then. Oh, not 2024 has been your year, I think.
Yeah, back into my own.
We're only 1 month into it.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I do feel a swing back to lovers.
Right.
I do feel a definite swing back.
There was a bit of hate there's been hate floating around in your time.
How do you deal with it?
How do you deal with it? Actually, honestly, though, how do you deal with it? How does it go for you when you're at home and you're going through one of those hate storms?
I don't, as I've told you for years now, I don't read anything. For years now, like I got rid of Twitter years ago, probably 5 years ago. I don't ever look at Facebook. That's a real hate machine, so I never look at Facebook and very rarely look at Instagram. And I usually, if I post something, I just never go back and check it. Very occasionally, I will delete a post if I think later, okay, I'm happy with that, but now I don't want it there anymore, I think. But then if I do regret something, I'll say, okay, I regret that, or I've changed my mind about that, or whatever. But the most important thing is I don't read the comments, basically. Don't read the comments.
I think you've said this before, where you are putting yourself out there so much, especially when you were doing live TV, live radio, and doing all of the different things that you did over the time. Anyone in normal life is going to say something and then accidentally say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But what is it like when you've said something, whether it's on a TV show or and then you get that pile-on effect?
It's horrible. It's so bad. And it's really bad for your mental health. Really, really horrible. So
because I imagine that it's not just through those channels that you're getting that hate when that's going on.
It really is, though.
Or are you getting it in the streets?
Only once. Only over Margaret Court.
You got comments in the street?
Yeah. And that was that made me really frightened. Not that they were like aggressive, but it just felt really intrusive. And that made me feel like I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be on TV anymore. I don't want to be in that kind of role anymore. Mm. I just wanted to change my life after that. I just didn't want to live like that anymore. But so now... And now I don't live like that anymore. Like now I'm back to just only speaking my own words, only doing my own shows.
Mm-hmm. You could still get in trouble for that.
Yeah, but I'm only saying my own words.
Yeah, and so if it happens now to you, is it more of a, well, it's my fault kind
of
vibe?
Versus our producers maybe say this. Like on the project I was, you know, showing up and just having to do segments and do interviews with about things that I
don't care about
yeah. or really cared about and wasn't able to do the way I wanted to do them and which is fine. Like that was a big career progression and all of that. Like that's a job and a lot of, you know, people are great at it. I'm not. Like I didn't feel comfortable in it. I didn't like the kind of attention I got for it. It was really bad for my mental health. I didn't enjoy it, you know, over the course of years. And I don't know if I've said this here or not before, but I realized later that it got to the point where every Friday when I was driving there, I wanted to cry.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was took me a couple of years to realize, oh, that's probably a pretty bad sign. I remember distinctly driving there on the freeway and feeling a tear ball in my chest every week. I loved it because I loved the prestige of it. I loved the fact that I had a TV job and I had a radio job. Like that's pretty much the peak for someone in my career. And I was writing books and I was doing everything I'd ever wanted to do. But the reality of the jobs themselves was not fulfilling. Like that job made me want to cry.
Well, what you see on the TV and what you hear on the radio, it's actually nothing like that behind the scenes.
No.
It's toxic. Yeah. It's bitchy. Yeah. It is manipulated. Yeah. It is fake.
Yeah. And I was exhausted. I had little kids. My personal life was a mess. You know, and then on top of that, I was getting a lot of hate on social media for jobs that I wasn't that passionate about. And
like people like the way you handle it though. People admire there are even high profile celebrities. I won't name them, but they love the way that you fight.
Definitely. I did fight hard for things that I believe in. I can't not. Like even
you
now.
You fight back as well. Like if someone wants to say something to your face, you're happy to, you're not this perfect celebrity that's, you know, oh, I don't want to upset any. No. You're happy to, if they go at you, you'll go, well, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Yeah, and I'll always fight for what I believe in. Like, I'll fight for people who don't like me if I think it's, you know, the right thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a, and oftentimes I think to myself, why are you weighing in on this? That person doesn't even like you. But I think because it's the right thing to do to stand up for them in this moment. That's bullshit what's happening to them. And
can you give me an example of that?
I'm just trying to think because I did it recently and I can't even remember what it was. It was something, it might have been like an Abby Chatfield thing or something like that. Like, I don't think she likes me. That's just an idea I've got in my head because I've invited her on to shows and stuff and she's never even got back to me and stuff. I can't remember what it was and I just kind of put something out there about her and I thought later, why are you defending her? She doesn't even like you. But it's because I just have this thing in me that when I think people are being treated unfairly, I can't help but stand up. If and maybe there's two people going to hear me, maybe there's 200,000 people going to hear me, but whoever's going to hear me, I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, get off your fucking back and stop. You know, like that's not fair or that's not true or whatever. Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I think honestly, I was raised that way. As a little kid, my mum always said to me, you know, when you go to school, you always stand up for someone. You, if you see someone eating their lunch alone, always go and sit with them. If someone's being bullied, you always step in. If someone's, you know, whatever, she just always, I reckon every day before I went to school said that.
And then what about for you? Who stands up for you when you're in that situation where you're being bullied or you're being pushed around? Is there someone that stands up for you?
I think people do, yeah. I mean, you know, just then we just heard from a listener. It's yeah. lovely. People do. People say it in the street all the time. Don Dons and I were having lunch down the street last week and a guy came out of the cafe and said to me, are you Michelle? I love what you do. Like very similar to that, you know. Mm. Didn't say he had a crush on me, but he did say, I love what you do. You know, keep doing what you're doing. I love how you stand up and say what you think. And
well, maybe send a photo in of yourself as well or even we could jump on Zoom therefore you guys could maybe meet for the first time and maybe we could organise a little date where you guys could date on the podcast.
Fresh. That's a lot of
We could do an old school radio idea, you know, like where.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Sit us down, like a do very that? Natural you know? Date.
And then I could just be in your ear making you say awkward shit.
tell him you've got 27 cats. Tell him.
All right. How do you file that one? The guy that loves you. Oh, I love it. I love it. He's got a crush on you, mate.
I love it. Mm. Oh, never tire of hearing that. Thank you.
That is it for today's episode. If you've got a secret, you want to share it on the podcast, go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. You can join the Patreon as well. That link is in the bio as well. We will see you next Thursday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.